Oh, hi there. My name is Bonnie Lippincott, mom of two. During the transformation into motherhood, I learned I needed to trust my intuition, forgive myself, and know that I'm growing alongside my children. The title, Entry-Level Mom, is meant to highlight the obvious. We have no formal training, but everything we need is already within our DNA. This podcast is connected to my book, Entry-Level Mom, and the goal is to share honest and vulnerable stories with friends to encourage each other. I hope you enjoy. In this episode, I am joined by the co-president of a Montessori preschool. Miss Amanda opened her preschool over a decade ago with co-president Miss Rajani, and she shares her biggest surprise, why she loves children so much, and what she would tell her younger self. Montessori education is characterized by an emphasis on independence, respect for child's development, and typically has mixed-age classrooms. Montessori education aims to foster competent, responsible, adaptable students who are lifelong learners, problem solvers, and leaders. Curriculums typically include sensory, language, math, science, music, physical, social, cultural, gardening, and practical life. Children learn from observations and hands-on experiences. I hope you enjoy. Today's topic is childcare. So I'm joined today by Miss Amanda. You are a person who, in my opinion, is doing what they were put on this earth to do. Your love, patience, light, and joy that you put into the world is truly indescribable. You're a very, very special human being.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Aww. You know this about yourself, but you are. You're the founding member and co-president of Whole Child Academy.
Yes,
I am. Which is where my children attend or have attended in the past. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're most welcome.
I'm so excited.
Me too. So my first question for you is, why did you start a preschool, or how did you get involved in preschools?
Okay, well, I have been working with children for quite a few years, about 30 years, and I was directing another school at the time, and Rajani, my partner, was a teacher that had come aboard at this other school, and her job was to convert a typical preschool into a Montessori school. Okay. I was very impressed with it. I knew very little about Montessori, but I was very impressed with her and her method. And so we became very, very close, I guess. And we discussed business and the Montessori method. And a school came up, and we kind of just discussed, maybe it's time we go on our own and kind of do what our vision is. You know, follow our vision. And so that's kind of where it came from. And our site came up. One of our friends from the business had the site before us, and she said, we're moving, we're, you know, relocating. Would you like to take a look at it? And it went very fast. And before we knew it, we had our own school.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And quite organic with how it became
it
available.
It really was very natural. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that?
That was on December 1st, 2011. Oh, so we're coming up on our 12th year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Every day that I drop my kids off, I just wish I could stay. It's a very special atmosphere that you've created there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're welcome. We think so too.
So why is Montessori so special?
Montessori is a kind of a specific teaching method. It's very natural. So it is very child-led. What happens is Maria Montessori developed it about 100 years ago. And the materials in our specific classroom are all Montessori or Montessori inspired. So we do have the Legos and the bright blocks. Of course we do. But during work time, we just stick with Maria Montessori materials. This is still learning through play. It is still very much intentional as far as social, emotional, and academic. Lessons start out very abstract, and then they become more defined. Mm-hmm. And we start at 2.5, but, you know, with the Montessori method, babies are ready to learn with the Montessori method. So by the time they come to us, we kind of pick up where they are and nurture it. You know, they're doing the work for sure. We're just there kind of to nurture it, to help them develop that love for learning so that hopefully for the rest of their academic career, you know, they'll be self-motivated and kind of set, have that foundation set.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I think it's really neat too, how you have the glass pitcher and the kids can pour their own water and a lot of responsibility with the trays of they can pick up their project where they left off.
Very much. Very much.
When you said Montessori materials, what do you mean?
They're more of, they're intentional. So there's a concept being taught with everything they're touching in the classroom. Everything in the classroom is multi-level. So we go from anywhere from language to math, to science, to geography. All of them have very specific material on the shelves. And in our classroom, kind of depends on what time of year it is. If it's the beginning of the school year, we have more basic materials. And then we kind of put out the more complicated as the school year goes on. And we see that the children are ready for it. In the Montessori classroom, again, it's very child-led. We don't push. We don't insist on anything. We kind of follow the children's cues. They will always feel like they're making the choice. And we don't ever want to them to develop any kind of negativity when it comes to their education.
Right.
Again, they have many, many years ahead of them. We want them to think of it as a positive experience.
I love that.
Yes.
That's really special. So how do you find the endless patience?
You know what? When what I've learned over the years is you either have it or you don't. I'm really, truly in this business. You can, you know, it sounds great to go into, but, you know, once you're in the environment and you're around the children, you either have it or you don't. And I believe it's very natural. So you naturally have it, you know, you kind of know how to relate to the children, or you're empathetic, you have the compassion, you have, you know, the squishy heart to be able to just, you know, understand them, take the time to just talk to them. I've seen a couple that just don't have it. You know, they've come along and you just know. And the ones that struggle or are not happy in the business, it's maybe not for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Also, I forgot in your intro, my mom, I called my mom and told her we were speaking today. And she said, please tell Miss Amanda that she's fantastic and she's a huge fan. And that you have a high level, I mean, the highest level of respect for the children that come in. And it makes, it almost sounds weird to say that you have respect for, we should all have respect for each other.
Right.
But it just is a very noticeable trait. So I understand what you're saying. Like you either have it or you don't.
Right.
A squishy heart. That's sweet.
Aww.
Preschoolers are cool in general.
They really are. They are. And I say it every year because I'm seeing such an evolution in the preschoolers that are coming through. You know, again, being in the business for so long, I've seen things are much different than 30 years ago, you know, in the classroom. And it's important for me and to encourage my staff to keep up on the learning and what's going on in parenting and in schools because we're raising the future. And, you know, again, we want to facilitate it in the best way possible. So every year I say it, but we have the coolest kids. This is the class yet.
I believe you. Every year it gets better than the last year in my personal life. And I can see how you could have that same view with children.
Very much so. Very special. Yes. Yes.
What's a big change from today versus, you know, 12 years ago that you've seen with the group of kids? Or is it no, like any trends or?
Not really. I think you mentioned respect for the children. You know, 30 years ago when I got into the business, it was very much, this is what we're doing and we're doing it right now. You know, and that's all we knew. That was just how we did it. But the evolution is, again, the asking kindly. And you know what? If they're not feeling it, again, we're not going to start anything negative. We're going to say, okay, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, and kind of try and work together with the child instead of just demanding everything right now.
Right.
You know, and again, and if you show the child respect, then they're hopefully, the theory is, they're going to show you respect as well, right? It's a they're little humans. They're not babies. They're not anyone we have to, you know, make do anything.
Right.
We're all capable of talking about it.
That's really cool.
Yes.
If you show respect, you're going to get respect back. It's a real, it is a relationship.
Mm-hmm. I love it that. It definitely is. Mm-hmm. I call them my best friends.
That's what I love about you. I'm your best friend. I went through a whole day over the weekend and I was trying to tune into my kids. And I thought there's so much untapped curiosity and joy or that I, you know, had when I was 4 and 6, but I get to tap into it again. And yes. What a special invitation. And I think working in such an environment all day long just is spectacular.
Very That's much. Cool. Yes. It's a continuing learning environment. We're learning from the children. We're learning, you know, what we're actually teaching the children. Again, the world's changing. We learn through teaching the children.
True.
So it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It's a very cool business.
Even in astrology, Pluto's not yes. planet anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you wish parents knew about childcare? I remember when I was selecting, and there were so many options and I just felt lost and it felt unnatural to send the child, you know, away for a couple of hours. But is there something you wish new parents knew about preschool?
I'm a parent myself. And so I know the struggle. I was always in the business. So I guess the struggle wasn't in my lap. But I've seen it throughout the years of, you know, I was a teacher and now a director, and I see the struggle, and, you know, all I really focus on is how I can be what you're looking for. Again, when the children come to us, we try and be an extension of family, right? So we develop this relationship and the children see us develop this relationship. So hopefully the triangle between home, school, and child, it all kind of meshes and, you know, hopefully we're successful, which so far I feel like we have been. So when we meet for the first time, I definitely try and make that connection, you know. And sometimes there's a connection, sometimes there's not. And that's okay. That's okay. I guess what I want to tell parents about childcare is on our side, we are definitely trying to be that extension of family. You know, again, I can't talk for all of childcare. My experience is the better relationship that we allow ourselves to have with the families, then hopefully that comfort level is, you know, in an area where there's open communication. If there's something you like, tell me. If there's something you don't like, I want to hear that too, you know, and just kind of have that open communication.
Yeah, that's good advice too. When someone is a parent is looking for preschool and making sure there's open communication there, definitely. They feel comfortable as well. Mutual relationship and this shared goal of taking care of the child.
Yes, and you know, I went through at the beginning of my directing career, I went through a long time of do I tell the parent? Do I not? You know, what exactly is appropriate? You know, but back then it was a phone call. It was a whole thing. It was a discussion. Nowadays, I can just send a text and like, hey, what's going on with Johnny? What happened with Johnny last night? Because he's a little off. You know, so it's the communication is so much easier. And as you know, I love to talk. So any excuse I have to talk, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Texting is so simple now.
It makes it so easy. Sending pictures of, you know, there's an owie, like here's a picture of your child's owie. Do we need to be worried or not? You know, that way you're involved. Everyone's involved and everyone kind of knows what's going on.
Or when a child takes scissors to their hair.
Correct.
Maybe let the teachers know.
Yeah.
No, not. I was joking. And then what was your biggest surprise when opening a preschool yourself?
You know, the surprise was all the support and the super fans we've had since day one. The big motivator, I think, for Rajni was she had a bunch of parents that were like, open your own school. And going along on that ride and just kind of being out there on kind of developing it myself. You know, now I'm not representing that person. I'm representing myself as leader of the school. And gosh, the outpouring of support through all the 12 years, just so wonderful. That kind of was the most positive thing I think I got from it, and keeps me going, you know, all these years, every day. Yeah.
And you and Rajni are such an amazing partnership example. You know, what a dream team you both are.
We've all these years, and I wouldn't change a thing. Yeah. Mm. We just kind of, we can finish each other's sentences. We know exactly, you know. Yeah, it's been great. It's been quite a ride.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. What has it taught you?
Okay. So it has taught me patience, both with adults and children. Also to kind of see all sides of everything. You know, we have a whole COVID did a lot of eye-opening for me as far as guiding everyone, you know, being respectful to everyone's thought process. So there's a whole spectrum, right? During COVID, it was, I don't want my child to wear masks. I need my child to wear masks. I, you know, need more hours in the day. And, you know, I don't want my children here that long. So there was a lot to consider. And it taught me a lot to be kind of flexible in the way that I hear you and I'm going to respect your wishes. But I also have these parents that think the other way. So I also have to respect them. And I guess I've adjusted to, instead of saying, how would you like it? And how would you like it? And then getting 20 different answers, now just saying, here's what it is. I take your opinion in total consideration, but this is kind of how we have to do it. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, it's supported. So, you know, it's just the learning process of knowing, you know, a good decision to make considering everyone's thought process. Also, what we've learned is staff training. So the same goes with staff, where, you know, you either have it or you don't. And training, of course, helps, but you're not going to train someone to have it. And so we've beefed up our training both in the Montessori method, but also in kind of how we would, the expectations of how we want our teachers to communicate, you know, be amongst children.
Those are important learnings.
They are. Yeah. And, you know,
It's interesting what you said too about especially COVID and taking everyone's opinions, kind of take them all into consideration, and then being such an amazing leader like you are and kind of making the final ruling, you know, the final decision. And I have to say, throughout that experience, the preschool did handle it so beautifully because the communication was clear and the rationale, you all even provided rationale. Mm-hmm. And at a time where we were so lost and needed some guidance, maybe, I was like, what do they say about this? Okay, we're doing this now. Okay. What a confusing time.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Interesting call out. Mm-hmm. And then staff training.
Staff training.
That's good.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. What would you tell your younger self in general?
Oh, geez. You know what? In general, in life, in all of life, man, I was such an overthinker. And, you know, woe is me. Why is this all happening to me? But we've had, I know you'll relate, we've had several conversations about what's meant to be is meant to be. And I've learned to trust. Just trust what's going on. And since then, so many major decisions have been so much easier. Mm. You just trust it. And then with the disappointments, I have come to think there's a reason why it didn't happen. And so you can't be really that much disappointed if you're hoping for the best and the best happens and you're like, it was meant to be, then you also have to know that the disappointments were meant to be too. And we move forward.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's either a win or a learning. Mm-hmm. I just love that. And you kind of go with the flow and just trust the process.
Definitely.
It's really special.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to remember that too. That's good.
Yes. It's not easy, but it helps.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I just thank you so much for having me and letting me talk. I could go on forever.
I feel like I learned a lot, and thank you for all that you do, you know, with my children and all the children in your care. Really spectacular.
It's definitely my pleasure. Mm. Yeah.
Thanks again for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. The book Entry Level Mom will be available December 2023. Details will be listed at the website booksbybonnielippincott.com, all one word. If you want to follow along, my Instagram is booksbybonnielippincott, separated by underscores. TikTok is entrylevelmom, and email is booksbybonnielippincott@gmail.com. Have a great day, and please remember to be kind to yourself.